Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Welcome back. Moolala Money Made Simple is brought to you in part by Credit Canada. I am the CEO of the organization, and we are Canada's longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency. Our mission is to help people get out of debt so they can get back into life. Listen, debt is a brutal reality for millions of Canadians. It starts to pile on for lots and lots of different reasons: job loss, divorce, illness, bad luck, you name it. Our accredited credit counselors are available to help you understand your current financial situation and take you through all your options on how to move forward. And there really are options out there. So go to creditcanada.com. We are nonprofit, as I said. The counseling is free and judgment free. You know where your credit card is, I hope at least, but do you know how it really works? Not likely. Not likely. We're going to talk about the five things you need to know about credit cards so you can use them better. Our expert today is Randolph Taylor. He is a credit counselor at Credit Canada, and he's going to talk about some things that I didn't even know. And I'm a genius, Randolph, as you know.
I know you are a genius.
You
yes.
know, genius, right? Okay.
Yes.
So the overarching thing, you have devoted your life to answering calls, answering questions to people who are dealing with credit challenges. We're going to get into the specifics here, but what is the overarching message that you endeavor to deliver to people about credit card use?
Well, there's a few things, Bruce. The first, I would say, is probably the APR.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know that what that acronym APR means, but it stands for the annual percentage rate. Okay, now this is quite simply the amount of interest that you're paying to the credit card company.
And what's the range? Like, it's higher than people would expect.
That's right. So they can go usually as high as 24.99%. If you're lucky, might be down in the 11, 12% range. The average would be in that 19 to 20% range.
Yeah. And let's say it is 24% and you've got $1,000 in debt outstanding. Simple math, 270 bucks. Is that right?
Around there. That's
yeah,
right.
270 bucks a year. And the reason that's such an important thing to point out for people, I think, is that oftentimes, listen, there are people who are sitting on credit card debt because they just have no way to pay it off. But there are also people who sit on it because they don't put their attention to it. They don't realize that it's costing them $270 a year to carry that.
Right. That's right. It's a slippery slope, Bruce. Slippery slope.
Yeah. So the APR. Now, there's one nuance here in terms of cash advances. So how does interest work on a cash advance?
Right. So the interest rate that's charged on a cash advance is usually higher than the interest rate charged on a regular credit card purchase. And how the interest is calculated on a cash advance is completely different than a credit card, where with a purchase on a credit card, you usually have a grace period before, you know, like if you are able to pay off the balance before that grace period is up, then there's no interest charge. Where with cash advances, the interest starts immediately. So if you think that the credit card is like going to the ATM to withdraw money from your bank account, no, the cost of borrowing, how much you're paying in interest, is a lot more.
What so APR, as we talked about, there is a range. There are lower rate cards. Who are the people who can qualify? What does it take to qualify for a lower rate card? Because you think, well, if you're someone who is carrying a balance, you really should go find one that is not 27%.
That's right. Yes. Well, if you are able to maintain regular payments for any outstanding debts that you have, that should translate to a good credit rating, thus a good credit score. Having a good credit score will allow potential lenders to view you as a good risk, not as a high risk, as a good risk. And this will then lead them to be more open to giving you a better interest credit card.
Yeah, lower interest card.
Lower interest card.
Yeah, yes. Okay, so number one was APR. Number two is credit limit. And this is a number that is on the statement. What do you think people may not understand about that limit?
Well, It can rise. Now, years ago, the credit card companies would just bring the credit limit up to the point where people didn't realize it and they were spending more than they thought they were.
Right.
But Canada changed the rules a number of years ago to state that now companies can only increase the credit limit with your express consent.
I've received those calls and I'm like, why do I need to increase the limit?
That's
I'm good.
Right. I need yes, to thank it. You very much, but no, thank you.
I'm good. Okay. So credit limits are very, very important for people to understand. And they do affect your credit score because of something called utilization. So it is not in your interests to be hugging that credit limit.
That is correct. Yes. So if the outstanding balance on your credit card is above a certain threshold, then every dollar closer to the credit limit you creep starts pulling your score down. So you really want to try to keep the credit card balance as low as you can.
So point number three, so we're doing five. Point number three, how credit cards affect your credit score. Mm-hmm. Number one, of course, is going to be, did you pay on time? What's your sense for the hit you suffer if you don't pay in full? So if you pay just the minimum every single month, that gets you some points in the black box that is the credit score, right? But it doesn't get you all the points.
That's right. Yes. So, but maintaining the payments as agreed to a credit card company will result in them reporting to the credit bureau that you're paying your account as agreed. But sort of as we just talked about, the credit utilization is probably the second biggest piece that affects your credit score. Mm-hmm. So that threshold that I mentioned before, you want to try to keep the balance on the credit card under roughly a third of what the credit limit is. So if you combine regular consistent payments along with keeping the balance outstanding on the credit card below roughly a third of what the credit limit are, then you're putting in yourself in the best position that you can to have the best credit score. Now, ideally, you'd like to pay off the credit card in full every month, but if you can't, keeping it under a third would be the best way to go.
Number four point was on cash advances. We talked about that. I'm going to move on to number five. So secured and unsecured credit cards. Tell us about the difference.
Yes. So a secured credit card is the type of credit card where a deposit is required first. So you can imagine that the credit card company needs something sort of as collateral, where they need you to put a deposit down. And the credit limit for that credit card is then based on the security deposit, right? So a lot of people looking into getting a secured credit card might be ones where their credit rating isn't quite established yet. Maybe they're trying to build their credit score up from a previous, collection activity or active insolvency, whatever it is. So a secured credit card can be a good way to get a person's foot in the door to start rebuilding their credit report going in a positive direction.
Right. Reported back. So that's a positive. It's reported back.
That's right. Yes. Every payment that's made every month or each payment that's made will be reported to the credit bureau that payments are made as agreed. Thus, yes, building the credit score up. A unsecured credit card is a type of credit card that most people are aware of. This is the one that you just apply with the bank or financial institution. You get the card. There is a limit set and there's no deposit required. So as long as you stay within the proper guideline that you should in terms of how much you should spend, the payments are being made every month, then you'll be good in terms of them reporting positive information.
What about prepaid cards?
Prepaid cards. So the way that I usually describe prepaid cards is similar to a gift card. It's, when you go to Shoppers Drug Mart and you just pick a gift card up off the rack, whatever the card that might be. So the prepaid card doesn't report to the credit bureau. You're just using the money that's on the card. When the card is spent, you have to put more money on the card. So that's how a prepaid card works versus a secured or unsecured card.
So a prepaid card would be for someone who doesn't have a secured or an unsecured card, but they want to buy something on Amazon. They're desperate to buy something on Amazon, and that's the really the way that they can do it.
Bang on, Bruce. Bang on. Yes. Mm. Yes.
But given that it doesn't help you with your score, you probably want to graduate to a secured card and then ideally an unsecured card when you've demonstrated that, no, I can handle this. I can behave responsibly with credit.
That's right. That's right, Bruce. You got it.
So many people that call Credit Canada are dealing with challenges on the credit card front. What is some of the advice that you bring to them on how to, first of all, they need to learn some of the terms that we've been talking about, but over and above that, what are the best things that they can do to start making a dent in the debt that has accumulated?
Well, the first thing that we always talk about is looking at their income and their living expenses to determine how much they can realistically afford to pay down that debt with every month, right? So taking a hard look, looking at those coffees, the lunches, the entertainment, seeing what is the opportunity cost involved here in continuing to live a certain lifestyle while carrying a certain amount of debt, right? So looking at the income and expenses is key because it allows us to then see what is the maximum amount that a person can afford to contribute to pay towards their debt so they can achieve their financial goals of being debt-free as fast as they possibly can. Whenever someone's in debt, interest rates are high, we also talk about maybe calling the credit card company themselves to see what can be done to maybe get a lower interest credit card so that more of what that payment is that they can make will be applied towards the principal as opposed to a lot going to the interest. Or calling Credit Canada. There are many other options that a person has to resolve debt.
Credit cards are a really, really great tool, but they can be a dangerous tool. I would never use a chainsaw because I have not been trained on how to use a chainsaw. And for some people, credit cards can be, if not literally that dangerous, then in the neighborhood. Randolph, I really appreciate your insight today.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Randolph Taylor is a credit counselor at Credit Canada, as you know, a sponsor of this show. It was 5 tips on using your credit card in the best possible way.
Hi, it's me, your debt. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.